between the King Cove Rookies and the Port Ellsworth Lynx. Okay, we are about to just begin. Port Ellsworth Lynx versus the King Cove Rookies. Welcome to you joining in from Sandpoint, or tuning in, excuse me, from Sandpoint and King Cove, the surrounding areas. Ball is tipped up, controlled by Port Ellsworth. And that is stolen away by King Cove as number 20. Inside to number 10, 2 points for Chantel Mack, 2-0 King Cove. And number 14, Sharif Holdsworth, passes to number 24, Caitlin Johnson, or Caitlin. Back to Maris. And Maris throws it away, and here comes King Cove. Chanel Newman inside. Basket no good. Rebound. There goes Caitlin Johnson. Caitlin Johnson full speed ahead. Up no good. Rebound number 3. Kaya Beebe. And that is good. 2-2. Tie. King Cove setting up the offense. That is Emily Brendel as he drives, kicks out right baseline, shot up, tip, no good. And here comes Port Ellsworth. There is Maris Olson. Cheris Ellsworth as she guards number 20, Chanel Newman. Newman passes up top to McKenna Gold, and McKenna Gold got it stripped away. Back to Cherise Ellsworth, and that's a turnover. Deflection off King Cove, Port Ellsworth basketball. Port Ellsworth throws it in. Back to Cherise Ellsworth. Bounces pass to Caitlin, and that shot is up as good. Rebound number 11. No good. And here comes the Rookies. There's a score just underway, 2-2, 6:05 in the first period. Number 20 wide open for 3, no good. Follows the shot almost, and there comes Caitlin Johnson. Caitlin Johnson pulls back out to Cherise Ellsworth. Cherise Ellsworth dribbles left and back right. Off the screen, Cherise Ellsworth throws it in, ball deflected. Picked up by Poirier, back to Cherise Ellsworth. Cherise Ellsworth dribbles up top, right baseline. Out to number, and that's up a three-pointer, no good. Rebound, Cherise Ellsworth. Cherise Ellsworth up, no good. Rebound, King Cove. And here comes Emily Brandel. Brandel kicks a bounce pass over the corner. Inside, up, and good. That is Chantel Mack for 2 points. For the Duke King Cove on top, Port Ellsworth Lynx. Just about quarter way through the first period, 4 minutes and 50 seconds left. As there's a loose ball on the floor, picked up by Port Ellsworth. Port Ellsworth loses it out of bounds, and then the ball will go to King Cove. Emily Brandel sets up the offense for the rookie. She drives left, back right. Cross court to number 15, wide open. Shot no good. Rebound, King Cove back out. Back out to Mary Lee gets one off. Back to number 20. That floater is no good. Save to Port A. And Port A throws the ball away. Recovered by King Cove. King Cove up inside to number 11. Thrown away by Kiana Utek. And here comes Therese Aldworth all the way up. No good. As Aldworth gets the rebound. Aldworth drives right. Baseline. Bounce pass to number 3. And shot up. No good. Rebound. King Cove. And Emily Brendel sets the offense to number 20. Inside to number 15 is blocked. Pull back out. Back to Emily Brendel. Shot up and good. 6-2. King Cove on top. 3 minutes. 25 seconds left to go in the first period. As Therese Aldworth sets the offense for Port A. Inside. Ball deflected. Up shot. No good. By Port A. Rebound by Port A. Shot up again. No good. Rebound. Port A again. There's Therese Aldworth. And that is good. 2 points for Therese Aldworth and Port Aldworth 4. King Cove 6. 2 minutes and 58 seconds left to go in the game. And timeout. Coach Paul.
Anyone in here has their Wi-Fi on? Can you turn your Wi-Fi off? We're hoping that will help.
Thank you. As the teams break the huddle. It'll be King Cove possession. Again, King Cove 6 and Port Aldworth 4. 2 minutes, 55 seconds left to go in the first period as the bounce back was stolen by Therese Aldworth. And she goes coast to coast, layup up and no good. Rebound, Therese Aldworth. Again, Therese Aldworth up, no good. And after 3 seconds on Port Aldworth. Turnover. Here comes number 20, Chanel Newman, as she's thought about a three, pulls back. Oh, wait, correction, that was Monica Yetchmanoff. Back to number 15, Mary Lee Yetchmanoff. Inside ball deflection stolen by Therese Aldworth. Therese Aldworth up and no good. Rebound, Therese Aldworth, she can't get a handle on it. And turnover, Port Aldworth. This is King Cove basketball. There's Monica Yetchmanoff, sets the offense up with a King Cove rookie. She dribbles right. Right baseline. And she carries the ball. Well, if you're inbound, you step this out, but when you're out of bounds, you can't cross this line. Hold on, hold on. Hold on. You good? No bear, snow. And Port Aldworth inbounds the basketball. Number 14, Therese Aldworth. Shot is up and no good. Turnover, Port Aldworth, and in come, here come the rookies. Brendel, Emily Brendel, right baseline, shot up, no good. Over inside, as she gets control of the basketball, Yetchmanoff that is, over to Brendel. She dribbles out, Emily Brendel dribbles out, and she gets stolen by Therese Aldworth, who has an open lane all the way up. And that is good to tie the game at 6. And that is a turnover, King Cove, Port Aldworth possession. checking back in his game for the rookies is number 10, Shankill Mack. And Shreve Alvarez sets up the offense for the Lynx. Number 3, deflected out of bounds. Kinkova steals the inbound pass. Here comes number 20, Chanel Newman. And she is traveled and turned the ball over. Back to Port A. And here comes Therese Allsworth, that moves the handover, picks it up. Corner 3 to Caitlin Johnson. Caitlin Johnson takes a shot, no good. Rebound, Kinkova. And here comes Emily Brendel again. Emily gets the ball stolen away by Port Allsworth to number 11, and there is playing to catch the ball to number 10, Shankill Newman, or Shankill Mack, excuse me. Jump ball, Kinkova possession, 6-6, 31 seconds left to go in the first period. The inbound pass to number 11, up and good, Kiana Utek. 8-6, 24 seconds left to go. Kinkova rookies on top. Port Allsworth Lynx. And there's another turnover. And there's number 20 speeding ahead. Layup up and good. Number 20, Chanel Newman. Making the score. 10-6, excuse me, with 6 seconds left to go in the first period. As Port Allsworth up and no good. Rebound, Port Allsworth shot up, no good. And that will do it for the first period. 10-6 in favor of Kinkova.
Programming on KSDP is supported by the Shumagin Corporation. Located in Sandpoint, the Shumagin family of businesses includes property and equity management, the Sandpoint Tavern, and the Anchor Inn Motel. The Shumagin Corporation, serving its shareholders and the people of Sandpoint, on the web at www.shumagin.com or by telephone at 907-383-3525. The Shumagin Corporation, hometown values and service, a proud sponsor of KSDP.
KSDP programming is brought to you in part by Peninsula Airways. Reservations are available in Sandpoint at 383-6000, in Cold Bay at 532-2485, or toll-free 800-448-4226. Reservation information is also available online.
Hey, welcome back. As we begin the second period, Kinkova on top, 10-6 against the Port Allsworth Lynx, and it'll be Lynx ball coming in from the beginning of the second quarter. As they go inside, ball is stolen away. Caitlin down to, the ball is stolen by Caitlin Johnson. Back to number 20, Chanel Newman. Chanel Newman up top, wide open shot, no good. Rebound, number 25, up and good for McKenna Gould. Making the score 12-6 in favor of Kinkova. As Therese Allsworth throws it away. Another turnover for Port Allsworth. Kinkova basketball. And here comes Emily Brindle. Inside right to number 5. His next ball is blocked. Back, number 5 gets it back. Great hustle. Back to Emily Brindle. Emily Brindle up top. Dribbles right. And looks inside as cut across, number 25, good pass, corner, jump shot, and she's fouled. And that is number 20, Chanel Newman. She will go to the free throw line for 2 shots. Fouls on Kiana Trefon. That's her first personal, team second. First free throw up for Chanel Newman is no good. She will get one more. second one up, and that is good. So 1 out of 2 for Chanel Newman, making the score 13-6 in favor of King Cove. And there's Cherise Oliver. Corner shot, three-pointer, no good. Rebound. There's Caitlin Johnson for a jumper, and that is good for a three-point shot by Caitlin Johnson, making the score 9-13 in favor of King Cove. As Chanel Newman sets up the offense, back to Chanel Newman, give and go, and that is up and good. What a good give and go there, making the score 15-9 in favor of King Cove Rookies. As Cherise Allsworth brings the ball up for Port Allsworth, back to Caitlin Johnson inside to Mercy Allsworth. And that ball is stolen as Mercy Allsworth threw the ball away and picked up by McKenna Gold as she brings the ball down the court. Gold drives left, right corner, open jump shot for number 14, Emily Brando, and that's two more, making the score 17-9 in favor of King Cove. 5:57 left to go in the first half. 9, Port Allsworth, King Cove 17.
Game started again.
I'd like to welcome all of you listening in King Cove and Sand Point and the surrounding villages that are tuning in to listening to these games. Welcome. As Port Allsworth will inbound the ball, and that's Mercy Allsworth to her sister, Cherise Allsworth, and Cherise brings the ball down the court. Over to Caitlin Johnson. Caitlin Johnson dribbles in, bounce pass to Mercy Allsworth, and she is fouled. Fouls on number 15, Mary Lee Yetchmanoff. And that's the shot by number 3 for Port Allsworth, Kaya Beebe. And that brings the score 11-17 in favor of King Cove. As McKenna Gold sets up the offense for the rookies and gets the ball thrown away by Cherise Allsworth, and she threw it away. As King Cole sets up a bounce pass and goes through the hands of Chanel Newman and Port Allsworth ball. It's Cherise Allsworth. Sets up the offense. Inside, loses the ball. Here comes number 20, Chanel Newman, coast to coast. Passes over to number 15, Yetchmanoff. And Newman steps out of bounds, and the ball will be gone to Port Allsworth. As Cherise Allsworth throws it inside, and that's 2 points to her sister, Mercy Allsworth, making the score 13-17 in favor of King Cove. And Chanel Newman brings the ball up the court. Chanel Newman with the ball. That was Yetchmanoff bringing the ball up the court. Inside, shot is blocked. Here comes Cherise Allsworth again to Caitlin Johnson. Caitlin Johnson with her free throw, her layup, no good. And here comes King Cove, number 25, all the way coast to coast, no good. But gets her own rebound. That is McKenna Gold, and back up by Chanel Newman, making the score 19-13 in favor of King Cove. 4:03 left to go in the first half, and there's another turnover. And there goes Yetchmanoff, couldn't handle the ball. She gets it back. Over to Newman. Newman fakes one way, drives her out, bounce pass, gets it stolen away by Mercy Allsworth, as Mercy passes it to her sister Cherise Allsworth. And there's a shot up by Port Allsworth, no good. Rebound by Mercy Allsworth, and she throws it away. And King Cove will bring the ball up. McKenna Gold sets the offense for the rookies. McKenna drives left, passes out to Newman, Chanel Newman, over to Yetchmanoff. Yetchmanoff had it stripped away by Mercy Aldworth, taken away, and there's a full court pass all the way down to number four, Kiana Trepon. She's on the board with 2 points, making the score 15 for Aldworth, King Cove 19. Inside pass to Yetchmanoff. Back to sister Yetchmanoff, number 21, Monica. And that shot is no good as King Cove rebound, and there's a foul. Really like the communication between the Yetchmanoff sisters, Mary Lee and Monica. And two new shots for Emily Brendel. Checking back in the game is Shankill Mack for the rookies, as she will get one more. Second free throw up, and that is to the net for Diana Utek, making the score 20-15, 2:46 left to go in the first half of play, as Porte drives right baseline back out to Maurice Aldworth. Maurice Aldworth thought about shooting it, then passed it off to Caitlin Johnson. Fouls on number 21, Monica Yetchmanoff. That's her first personal. Team's second personal. There's a shot by Mercy Aldworth. Rebound by Maurice Aldworth. Shot is no good. Caitlin Johnson controls the ball to number 3. Kaya Beebe for 2 points. Given the score 17-20 in favor of King Cove, 2:13 left to go in the first half. As King Cove goes inside to Max. Gets it stolen away, and then the possession will remain with King Cove. Checking back into the game is number 15, Mary Lee Yetchmanoff, for her sister, Monica Yetchmanoff. Corner shot, and that's no good. Rebound by Chanel Newman. Inside over to Kiana Utek. Utek with the shot, no good. Rebound, Porte. There goes Caitlin Johnson. As she dribbles right baseline over to Mercy Aldworth. Mercy Aldworth, no good. Rebound, King Cove. He throws the ball away. Catched by Maurice Aldworth, the sister Mercy Aldworth, and that is good. 2 points for Fort Aldworth, making the score 19-20, 1:17 left to go in the first half. 1 point lead, King Cove holds on to, as Yetchmanoff drives straight in, passes out to number 25, McKenna Gold. Inside, shot up, and that is good by Shankill Mack. Therese Aldworth sets up the offense for the Porte Lynx. Pass to Caitlin Johnson. Caitlin Johnson over to back to Maurice Aldworth. Maurice Aldworth bounce pass to Kaya. Kaya back to Maurice Aldworth. Shot up, no good. Rebound, Mercy Aldworth. Back to Caitlin Johnson for three. That is good. Port Aldworth ties the game at 22. 24 seconds left to go in the first half. Here come the King Cove rookies. Number 20, Chanel Newman. Over inside to Mack again. Shankill Mack for two. Giving the King Cove rookies a 24-22 lead with 9 seconds left to go in the game. As Mercy Aldworth passed to Caitlin Johnson. That's a far three. No good. Rebound. Jump ball. And it will be King Cove ball with 1.1 seconds left to go in the first half. There's a long court pass. Catch and shoot. She shoots. And it's good! A buzzer beater for Chanel Newman, giving the King Cove rookies a 27-22 lead at halftime. We'll see you back here on Sandpoint Radio in about 7 minutes.
Sounds good. Thanks.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Programming on KSDP is brought to you by Telalaska, continuing a tradition of innovation and excellence, connecting businesses across Alaska through an advanced statewide data network, from office to office, town to town, to the world outside. At Telalaska, of course you can.
Wostak Electronics in Sandpoint offers value on electronics and marine equipment. Located in the Peter Pan Complex on the Spit, Wostak offers a wide variety of merchandise, from movies to video games to computer monitors. Your value center in Sandpoint, Alaska.
Programming for KSDP comes to you in part by GCI, offering telecommunications services around Alaska, including cell phone, internet, and television. For more details, www.gci.com.
And we thank all the sponsors for KSTP. Right now, we'll take a listen to Reba McEntire and her take on Take It Back, a great blues piece.
It hadn't been for me. You said I stole your heart away by looking in your eyes. I wonder now how many times you sold that pack of lies. If this is how you act when you give your heart away, well, take it back.
Take it back.
I'll take it back.
Take it back.
You told me I was everything you wanted and more. Then tell me what you're doing now, sneaking out the back door. You're bringing
up here. We have about 3 minutes left until the game begins, second half. Let's take a listen to a piece called Hideaway with John Mayall, the Blues Breakers, with Eric Clapton.
One, two, three, four.
Yeah, waiting any second here for the call, and I'd like to thank our underwriters again and for all the help they give us financially and everybody involved in the process of basketball, the pilots that fly the planes, Pan Air, Grand Airways, whatever they fly. It's just a great thing for the state of Alaska and the kids in general. Let's probably have enough time for just a couple bars of, what do I have here to play for you? Oh, I see.
This program is brought to you in part by the Copper Whale Inn. Located in downtown Anchorage and near downtown's restaurant and night entertainment scenes, with breakfast served daily. For reservations and more information, 866-258-7999 or online, copperwhale.com. This programming is brought to you in part by Grant Aviation, providing passenger air service and cargo throughout Alaska, including King Cove and Cold Bay. For more information or reservations, 888-FLY-GRANT or online at www.flygrant.com.
Well, not quite there yet with the time. You should be calling here any second, folks, for the exciting second and a half. Right now it's 27-22, neck and neck all the way. And let me program something in here anyway. Give me a second. And play something just a little bit different than we usually do here on KSDP.
Welcome back to the second half of the King Cove Port Allsworth basketball game. The score 27-24. King Cove is on top, 6-13 left to go in the third period. King Cove turns the ball over. Port Allsworth for the ball. And now Sharif Allsworth puts up a shot. Up, no good. Rebound. And Utek dribbles past the FIFA and she throws up a shot. And that foul is on Alyssa Olsen. That's her first personal. Two shots for Kayana Utek. First shot is up and no good. 24-27, King Cove on top. 5:50 left to go in the third period. Utek, second one is up and good. Given the rookies at 28-24 lead over the Port Allsworth Lynx. And here comes Maurice Allsworth over to Caitlin Johnson. She is fouled by Emily Brandel. That's a Therese Allsworth back to Mercy Allsworth. Therese Allsworth kicks a shot, no good. Rebound. McKenna Gold. She passes it to Kayana Utek, and Utek kicks the ball down the court. Over in the corner. Shot for a three-pointer, no good. Rebound, and there's another foul. Number 11, Kayana Utek, will go to the free throw line. throw us up. In and out. And she will get another one. Checking into the game for the Port Ellsworth Lynx, number 33, Allie Smith. And Utek will get one more. Second one up for Utek is good. Through the net. 29-24. King and Cove on top of the Port Ellsworth Lynx. There's Caitlin Johnson. Caitlin Johnson throws the ball away. And there's a foul on Maurice Ellsworth. Inbound to number 14, Emily Brando. She brings the ball up the court for the rookies. Sets up the offense. Top key. Over in the corner. That's a wide open inside. And two more points for Shankel Mack. Giving the rookies a 31-24 lead, 4:57 left to go in the third period. Inside to Mercy Ellsworth, she throws it over to Caitlin Johnson. Johnson up, no good, rebound. Mercy up again. Mercy no shot, no good. Tipped by Sharice Ellsworth. Sharice Ellsworth up, no good, rebound Mercy Ellsworth. And that's a turnover by Mercy Ellsworth. King Cole ball. Hey, Alyssa, come on. As Chanel Newman sets the offense for the rookies. Over to Emily Brando. Shot up, no good. Here comes Forte. Caitlin Johnson. Caitlin Johnson throws it up and good. 26-31. King Cove rookies on top with 4:12 left to go in the third period. As Emily Brando sets the offense for King Cove, quarter inside to Mack again, bounce back. As a shot up baseline, and that is good. Shot up by Kiana Utek. 33-26, 3:55 left to go in the third quarter. As Maurice Ellsworth passes to Caitlin Johnson. Caitlin Johnson back to Mercy. Maurice Ellsworth. Maurice Ellsworth shot no good. Rebound. Allie Smith to Mercy Ellsworth. Mercy no good. Here goes King Cove, number 20. Chanel Newman up to Emily Brando. No good. Rebound Porte. Here comes Maurice Ellsworth. Maurice Ellsworth sets the offense up for Port Ellsworth. Maurice dribbles right. Holds the ball. Bounces past her sister, Mercy Ellsworth. Mercy Ellsworth out to number 23, Alyssa Olson. She drives right. It goes up and no good. That's number 25, McKenna Gold. And Shankel Mack holds the ball back to Gold as Gold brings it up to court. And then a steal by Mercy Ellsworth back to Maurice Ellsworth. Maurice drives up, right baseline, up shot, up no good. Back to Emily Brando, brings the ball though on the court. And that's another deflection. King Cove maintains possession. Checking in for the Lynx is number 3, Kaya Beebe. And number 4, Kayana Trifon. And number 21, Mackenzie Olsen. And King Cove rebounds the ball. And it stays King Cole possession. 26-33, third period. 2 minutes and 39 seconds left to go. As King Cole, what a nice bounce back. And that's two more points for McKenna Gold. 35-26 in favor of King Cole. Rebound. Kiana Utek. Utek down court to Yetchmanoff. To Mercy Maurice Ellsworth. Maurice Ellsworth drives, dribbles right. She swarms defense. Back to Caitlin Johnson. Caitlin to Mercy Ellsworth. Mercy Ellsworth up and good. 28-35, 2 minutes and 5 seconds left to go in the third period in favor of King Cove. Chanel Brando sets the offense for King Cove. Inside, King Cove up no good. Here comes Murray Salisworth. So it's Mackenzie Olsen. And here comes Yetchmanoff to Kayana Utek. Rebound. Send out Shankel Mack, and she'll go to the free throw line for two. Fouls is on number four. Or that's the fourth personal foul on number three, Kaya Beebe. First free throw up for Mack, no good. Checking back into the game is Mercy Allsworth. Mack will get one more shot at the free throw line. Checking one up, no good. Rebound, Mackenzie Olsen. And here comes bounce pass and thrown away. Taken back by King Cole. Diana Utek back to Yetchmanoff. Yetchmanoff shot up, no good. Rebound, Maurice Allsworth. Here comes Maurice Allsworth. Dribbles right and back left and back right. As Maurice Allsworth. Bounce pass to her sister Mercy Allsworth. Back to Caitlin Johnson. Caitlin Johnson bounce pass to Maurice Allsworth. Shot up, no good. Rebound, King Cole to Yetchmanoff. Monica Yetchmanoff to down court to number 15, sister Yetchmanoff. Mary Lee Yetchmanoff. So sister-sister combo there. Mary Lee gets 2 points from off the assist from Monica Yetchmanoff, making the score 37, King Cove, Port Allsworth 28, third period. Once again, I'd like to welcome those listening in Sandpoint and King Cove and the surrounding areas for the final game of this evening between the Port Allsworth Lynx and the King Cove Rookies. And the seniors on Port A, possibly playing their final game. Mackenzie Olsen, Marissa Olsen, Charisse Allsworth. And they got three seniors on the King Cove rookies. Shankel Mack, Chanel Newman, and Mary Lee Yetchmanoff. As we're about to begin, 46.9 seconds left to go in the third quarter, 37-28 in favor of King Cove. Port Allsworth in about the basketball. Oh, that's a steal. Rebound, no good. Charisse Allsworth puts out to Caitlin Johnson. Caitlin Johnson, no good. Rebound by Mercy Allsworth. Mercy back to Charisse Allsworth, and she is fouled. Bounce pass to Mercy Allsworth, no good. Rebound, number 23, no good. And here comes the rookies. Throws it up, stolen by Charisse Allsworth, or Mercy Allsworth, excuse me. No good, rebound by Mercy. Over to Caitlin Johnson. Caitlin Johnson up, foul, no foul. Rebound, and a jump ball. Good hustle by Charisse Allsworth. Throwing it up by Kayana Coupon. Kayana Coupon one more time. No good. And that's the score of the third quarter. 37 King Cove, Port Allsworth 28. On to the fourth quarter.
All righty, Sonny, this is Virgil at KSDP. Did you want to take a break or anything in between these quarters?
You could send it to a sponsor break if you want.
Will do. If you'll stay on the line, I'll take you out of the mix.
I will do that.
All right, here we go. Shout out to some of our local corporations that help bring you public radio, community radio, high school basketball.
Funding for KSDP is made possible in part by the King Cove Corporation, operating the Fleets, Inn Hotel, the Heart Lakes Apartments, and the Last Hook Off Tavern. The King Cove Corporation is a proud sponsor of KSDP.
Programming on KSDP is supported by the Shumagin Corporation. Located in Sandpoint, the Shumagin family of businesses includes property and equity management, the Sandpoint Tavern, and the Anchor Inn Motel. The Shumagin Corporation, serving its shareholders and the people of Sandpoint, on the web at www.shumagin.com or by telephone at 907-383-3525. The Shumagin Corporation, hometown values and service, a proud sponsor of KSDP.
This program is being brought to you by a generous donation from the Aleut Corporation, whose mission is to maximize dividends and choices for its shareholders. www.alutcorp.com for more details.
All right, we're going to come back to the game. I've heard a couple of buzzers. We've got some shout-outs. So, Sonny, are you ready to come on in?
Welcome back. Just started the fourth quarter, 7 minutes and 35 seconds left to go. 37-28, King Cole with the lead. And Chanel Newman passes the ball. Shot up. Bounce no good. Rebound by Porte. Taken by Caitlin Johnson. Oh! Fouls on number 21, Monica Yetchmanoff. Her second personal. Team's fourth personal. And so, Chanel Newman sets it up to Yetchmanoff. Yetchmanoff, top of the key. Back to Newman. Newman back to Yetchmanoff. Inside to Mack. And two more points for Shankel Mack. 39-28, 6 minutes and 55 seconds left to go in the fourth period. And checking back into the game for the rookies is number 14, Emily Utek, number 5, Christina Kale. Time out on the floor. 39, King Cove, Port Arthur, 28, fourth period, just underway. Once again, this is the final game, final broadcast of the evening. The ball. That's Kiana Trefon. Kiana Trefon left side and dribbles it off her foot. Turnover. King Cole basketball. Here's Chanel Newman. Out, that's a three-pointer. Up, no good. Rebound by Kiana Trefon. Out to Caitlin Johnson. Caitlin Johnson up, no good. Rebound, Caitlin Johnson, as she... And here comes number 14, Emily Brandle. The moving screen on McKenna Gold. Again, the score is 39-28 in favor of King Cove. 6 minutes and 20 seconds left to go in the fourth period. As Maurice Allsworth brings the ball up. Drives right. Trying to make a decision over to Kaya and Atrifon. Bounce pass inside to Kaya. Kaya out to Caitlin Johnson. Caitlin Johnson drives right. Back to Maurice, who's got the ball stolen by McKenna Gold. Inside, what a pass. Nice pass, and that's 2 points for Emily Brandel. 41-28 in favor of King Cove. Caitlin Johnson to Kiana Trifon. That's Maurice Allsworth. Allsworth over the corner to Johnson. Fouls on Emily Brandel. That's her second personal. As Caitlin Johnson gets the pass, dribbles in, and she is fouled. Foul on number 14, Emily Brandel. Caitlin Johnson goes to the free throw line shooting two. Five minutes and 34 seconds left in the fourth period as Caitlin Johnson shooting two. First free throw up and is good. Taking the score 29-41 in favor of King Cove. Caitlin is shooting one more and that is good too. Making the score 30-41 in favor of King Cove, and King Cove throws the ball away. Port Allsworth ball as Mercy Allsworth takes the ball out of bounds. Maurice Allsworth. McKenna Gold takes the ball out of bounds. Throws it out to Christina Cayley, to Mary Lee Yetchmanoff. And there is a 3-point shot, no good. Hustle, saved. Back to King Cove. And there's a hard foul. Fouls on Caitlin Johnson. That's her second personal. And Chanel Newman to the free throw line for two. 1-1. No good on the 1-1. Here comes Cordova. Here comes Sarsana. Intended for Sarsana. Two points stolen by King Cove. Up 2 points is good by Kayana Utek. Making the score 43-30. 4 minutes and 58 seconds left to go in regulation. As Kayana Trifon takes a 3-pointer. No good. There's a hustle by Cherise Allsworth. Number 20, Chanel Newman brings the ball down. Over the head of Yetchmanoff. Inside to another inside layup, and that one's good for Emily Brandel. 45-30 in favor of King Cove. 4 minutes, 32 seconds left to go. As Maurice Allsworth is fouled. First free throw up, and that is good. Maurice Allsworth checking into the game for the Port Allsworth Lakers. Number 23, Alyssa Olsen and Shankill Mack. Second free throw up for Maurice Allsworth. That is good. 32-45. King Cove rookies on top as Yetchmanoff dribbles and loses it and then saves it and gives it to Chanel Newman as she dribbles left side. She almost loses it. Back to McKenna Gold. back to Newman. Newman over, back to Gold, back to Yetchmanoff. Yetchmanoff fires going up, no good. And what a... And here comes Fort Aldrich, Maurice Aldrich, setting up the offense for the Lynx. As number 23 takes a shot, no good. Rebound by Shankel Max. Max gives the Yetchmanoff. Yetchmanoff over to Sister Yetchmanoff. Foul, and that's a travel. Once again, the score is 45-32, 3 minutes 40, 50 seconds left to go in the fourth quarter in favor of King Cove. As Maurice Aldrich inside to Kaya. Kaya with the fadeaway shot, no good. And there goes Chanel Brand and Chanel Newman all the way up. Fourth quarter rebound. And that's 2 points for McKenna Gould. Gould. Maurice Aldrich sets the offense up. Passes the system. Mercy. Mercy Aldrich back to Maurice Aldrich. Maurice. Kaya shoots up, no good. Rebound. Here comes Chanel Newman to Yetchmanoff. Yetchmanoff all the way. 2 points for Mary Lee Yetchmanoff. Making the score 49-32. 3 minutes and 2 seconds left in regulation. Timeout, Port Ellsworth. Once again, I would like to welcome all of you who have been tuned in from Sandpoint and King Cove and the surrounding area. The score is 49-32 in favor of King Cove over Port Ellsworth Lynx. And I've been looking at this school model for King Cove, and it's really, really... really true and nice. Integrity, respect, tolerance, responsibility. What a great school motto. As the teams break the huddle, 3 minutes and two, 3 minutes, 2 seconds and change, 49-32 in favor of King Cove Rookies. As Maurice Aldrich takes a shot and she's blocked inside to number 23, and she throws it out to Caitlin Johnson, no good. Foul is on. Second personal foul on Mary Lee Yetchmanoff as Caitlin Johnson knocks down the first of two free throws. 2 minutes and 50 seconds left to go in the game. As she takes one more, and that one's no good. But rebound, Kaya. Kaya is tied up. And it will go, the possession will go to King Cove. 49-33, fourth quarter, 2 minutes and 46 seconds left to go in the game. As King Cove gets deflection out of bounds from Kaya. King Cove possession. They throw it in. It's stolen. But here comes Caitlin Johnson. That one's thrown away. Chanel Newman takes the ball over to Christine, and she throws the ball down and then gets deflected out of bounds by Mercy Aldrich. And it's King Cove ball left corner. Baseline. Back inside over to Yetchmanoff. Inside to McKenna Gold. That's no good. Rebound put in. It's stolen away by Yetchmanoff. Excuse me. That's not Yetchmanoff. That's Shankel Mack. My apologies. She's going to the line. For two. First shot is up and good. making the score 50-33 in favor of King Cove. 2 minutes and 14 seconds and change. The shot up is good. The second one is good for Shankel Mack. And here comes Maurice Allsworth. Dribbles left off the screen. Maurice Allsworth bounce pass to number 23. Shot up, no good. Rebounds. Maurice Allsworth back to number 23. Shot up, no good. And it'll be out of bounds off Shankel Mack. Caitlin Johnson knocks down a three-pointer. 1 minute and 51 seconds left to go. 51-36 in favor of the rookies. As rookies inside. Nice pass down low, and that's a jump ball. And Port Allsworth will get the basketball. Inside, Alyssa Olson shot up no good, and she's fouled by McKenna Gold. Maurice Hull. Alyssa Olson shooting two. First one is up and is good. Making the score 37-51. And she will get one more from the free throw line. Checking into the game for the Port Allsworth Lynx is number 4, Kayana Trifon. And Alyssa Olson will take one more shot at it. Second free throw up is good. 38-51. Checking into the game for the Lynx is number 4, Kayana Trifon. And a timeout by Port Allsworth. That's a full timeout. 51-38. 1:27 left to go in the game. The referee's having the crowd shoot a three. Come on, get up. Rookies 51, the Port Allsworth Lynx 38, 1 minute and 27 seconds and change in regulation. And King Cole throws the ball in, and Mack gets the ball. So that's the way to do it. Ball didn't touch the floor once. Four passes from one end to the other. The ball didn't touch the floor, and then there was a foul in there. Great pass, great teamwork, and great passing. And Christina Kale checks into the game. We'll go to the free throw line. And number 3, Aya Beebe, fouled out of the game. And she's hanging her head, knowing that their season is over after this game. She's actually in tears. Good game, Kaya. You did good. As Christina Cayley's first shot is up and no good. She'll get one more. Christina Cayley's first team will have one more. Free throw is up and no good. Rebound, Port Ellsworth, back to Kiana Trifon. Back to Beb Kiana Trifon. Shoots it up and she travels. It's okay. And this is part of the game, you know, team. You know, Port Ellsworth has played hard all year. They're a young team. They're only going to get better. And King Cove came with the game plan, and they stuck to the game plan. And they throw the ball down, and it's tipped out of bounds back to King Cove. And there's an injury timeout. There's Mercy Allsworth holding the back of her head. Let's hope that she's okay. And there's 1 minute and 8 seconds left to go in the game. But here comes Maurice Allsworth. Maurice Allsworth up and no good. As the ball goes back to Port Ellsworth. And that is Mercy Allsworth coming out of the game. And there's Caitlin Johnson over to Kiana Trifon. And that's number 21. That's a three-pointer by Mackenzie Olsen. 41-51. King Cove on top. 46 seconds left to go. And that's a turnover. 41-51. 45.9 seconds left to go in regulation. Port Ellsworth to inbound to Kiana Trifon. Kiana Trifon over to Caitlin Johnson. To Maurice Allsworth. Maurice Allsworth throws it over the court to Kiana Trifon, which was out of bounds to King Cove. 34.3 seconds left to go in the game. King Cove rookies 51. Port Ellsworth 41. As Emily Brendel dribbles down and turns the ball over and throws away. 26.1 seconds left to go, 51-41. As Caitlin Johnson. Shoot it! Oh, there's the screen. And there's Maurice Allsworth, and that is good! 43-51, 6 seconds left to go in the game. As Yetchmanoff drives all the way down, shoots up and no good, and that's going to do it. Congratulations to Port Ellsworth on a good season. Wish their seniors well. And congratulations to the King Cove rookies on their victory. Once again, the final score is 51-43. That concludes our broadcasting for tonight. I'd like to thank those of you listening in from Sandpoint and King Cove and the surrounding villages. Please have a safe night and drive safely. Have a good night.
Well, we'll boat safely too. Thank you very much, Sonny.
All right, thank you. Have a good night.
Good night.